No, no, you're popping me now.
I got him diving at the back of my legs, and I'm up here. Kevin's improved every year. You know, his blocking has improved. You know, he's an outstanding receiver. He's elevated, so he can throw the ball up high in the green zone. You know, obviously, we're trying to take advantage of that.
You see a difference?
Oh, you definitely see a guy that's, you know, he's been through it. He knows what to expect. He knows what his responsibilities are. So you can always tell that.
Coach Antonio.
There's a level of maturity, you know, rising up.
Coach Antonio has been lauded by teammates as a great teammate. What do you think makes for a great teammate besides being a great football
team player? Team first. That's what makes for a great teammate. He's a guy that's concerned about his teammates, a guy that's here to serve, a guy that's here with the right purpose, which is unselfish commitment to team, a guy that's always thinking outside of the box, thinking of the big picture, trying to understand what this is all about. And as he goes forward, a guy that kind of works a little bit off the field as well as on the field, you know, the locker room stuff, being a good friend. That's what it means.
Tom, if you're defensive backs, they seem to be very aggressive the first couple of years. Is that something that's just happening, or is it more of a...
No, we've always tried to be aggressive with the secondary, and that's what we teach. That's how we, you know, we do play a lot of press, so therefore we do teach that. The safeties are down a lot. It's, you know, it's been a good start. You can see in the third practice that it's almost time to get the pads on. You know, I'm sure at the end of this afternoon we'll be saying, you know, we've got to get the pads on. Because, you know, there's the blocking surfaces are obviously not great, and so we're getting some collisions anyway. So we might as well be in.
Tom, how's those things?
Get off the mark. Great attitude, team guy.
Tom,
what are you? Yeah, I asked him this morning if we had so much in that he was writing them all down on his... I don't think there was. Nobody's reported anything to me.
Coach, can you talk a little...
Is the offense becoming a little bit slower at this point?
Well, it's not, obviously not. It's not mid-season. Lots of different combinations. Lots of different... receivers moving in and out. Playing all those backs basically just by rotation, so rather up, come up with the wins. Well, it's early, but you know, I'm not very patient. So I'd like to see some progress. It's an offense. It's got to be more than a big play, bad play. You know what I mean? You can make a big play, and everybody remembers. But to me, it's come on back and let's get the next play. What are we going to do now? Make a good play. All right, let's feel good about making a good play. Let's make another one. Let's not turn around and have a ball go backwards. I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. But I know.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Will Beatty? How's he going to work into the offensive line, and what have you seen in him so far?
Trying to get him out there. You know, we really didn't have much of him this spring. He's come back, and at this point in time, he's healthy. His weight is down a little bit. We've got to get him stronger. But, you know, he's here for a reason. Athletic left tackle that matches up against some of the, from an athletic standpoint, against some of these great pass rushers. Guy's got to learn about that. He doesn't know that yet. He really doesn't, hasn't had enough time to get in there. I think the first time he went in the spring against Dosey, it was like, oh, that's what you were talking about. He'll learn. He wants to be. Anybody else? Okay.